we were able to get in the infrastructure bill last year $8 billion for Western Water. We were able to get $10 billion for our forests. You know, we have not invested in our forests. They've been decimated by climate change and by beetle kill and other things. And that's where our watersheds begin in the West, are in those national forests. So that $10 billion is going to be enormously important. At the end of the session last year, we got $4 billion for the Colorado River Basin that's going to put us in the position, I hope, to be able to demonstrate how we can do some water saving along the Colorado River. This can't fall just on agriculture. It has to be, you know, everybody that's going to take responsibility. But in the longer term, what we need is for the upper basin and the lower basin, the Colorado, those different states, to forge a consensus about what we're going to do to go forward. And then the federal government, and I'm already working with some Democratic and Republican colleagues on this, the federal government is going to have to figure out how to backstop that agreement. We're going to need resources from the federal government to do that, and it's appropriate because we're talking about the future of the entire American West. And we need to have a vision for what this is going to look like a century from now. And that's the work that's really just beginning.